Right after a shooting at a Texas church left 26 dead and more than 20 wounded, congregations gathering for worship around the country on Sundays once again faced the question of security. Wall Street Journal reporter Ian Lovett says long the last frontier where many gun owners went unarmed, the faithful are now considering whether they should bring firearms to their houses of worship as well. Ian, what have you found?
So there's a lot of people around the country who are, of course, avid gun owners and who bring their guns with them almost everywhere if they have concealed carry permits. But at least until recently, a lot of those people have felt like they don't want to bring the gun to church for various reasons. So, for example, there is an Anglican bishop in Pennsylvania who I spoke to named Council Ned, who is a state constable, and so he's armed and he brings his gun with him all the time. But he said he always felt like it just was not appropriate in church. And so he would leave it at home when he would go, and he would say Mass without it. But he's been considering that again after some of the recent shootings at churches over the last couple of years, you know, Charlestown last year and then in Texas this year. And so now going forward, he's decided he is going to bring his gun to church. He didn't do it this week, but he said in the future he will.
Wow. That's because I think, as you point out in the story, churches are just kind of the softest of soft targets.
Yeah, it's a particular problem for houses of worship of all sorts because they're designed to try to be welcoming. You know, they're in the business of getting new people in the door, so they want people to feel like this is a kind of safe and friendly environment, and it's hard to feel that way when there's metal detectors and armed security guards and things like that outside. And so that's just something that I guess all houses of worship at this point are wrestling with, trying to keep that friendly environment while at the same time preparing for a worst-case scenario.
You mentioned that at least some houses of worship have tried cameras and armed guards. Is that working? What's the perception?
Yeah, so this is something that larger houses of worship have been doing for years. You know, some of them they'll have armed security outside, often in uniform. Sometimes they'll have plainclothes officers outside or in the crowd as well.
I know there was, I think, one couple you talked to in the story who said, if you're going to bring your firearm to church, maybe you ought to at least let the pastor know just in case something does happen. Maybe the pastor knows who we can rely on or something like that?
Yeah, I mean, there are a number of ways that people are trying to strategize who is going to bring a gun, who is going to be responsible for trying to keep the place secure in a worst-case scenario in smaller churches where they can't afford private security. It's a little bit hard because people, you know, one person I talked to, for example, said she brought her gun once when she just felt uncomfortable after the Charleston shooting, and she said she felt the kind of spiritual message that she should do it that week, and nothing happened. But she also said, but, you know, she doesn't feel like she can be doing security and worshiping at the same time. That if she's going to really kind of give herself over to what she wants to do spiritually in church, that it's hard to be doing that while also being vigilant.
Wow. We're speaking with Wall Street Journal reporter Ian Lovett about his piece entitled, "This Sunday, Some Churchgoers May Choose to Pack Guns with Their Bibles." You mentioned before the Prestonwood Baptist Church in Plano, Texas, and explain, I guess, the security seminar they've had, or security seminars they've had, and how popular they've been.
So they have not started yet. They have the first one is planned for early December, I think.
Okay.
But there's been a huge response. They're offering just kind of a course on what churches can do to help keep themselves safe. And I think they had more than 300 people sign up within the first couple of days. And it's just pretty basic stuff like we've been talking about. You know, can you afford officers outside or private security? Can you do cameras? Do you want metal detectors? Do you want people armed inside the church? Pastor Graham was saying there was not a prescription they were going to recommend to people, but it was something they wanted to make sure church leaders were thinking about and understood what they could potentially do.
Wow. Anybody predict that there could be some sort of nationwide movement here where, I don't know, particular house of worship or group of them might say it's okay to bring a gun if you feel safer about coming?
I mean, I think a lot of them are doing that already. There's one pastor in New Mexico who has, for a couple of years already, been doing active shooter trainings with people in his congregation.
Oh, wow.
So there's definitely a lot of places where that is already the standard.
Thanks, Ian. Wall Street Journal reporter Ian Lovitz.
America's First News is online all the time. Follow us on Twitter at This Morning Show. Like us on Facebook or send us an email. This Morning at CompassMediaNetworks.com.